Cantrell was out here yesterday, but not today.
Well, they're trying to control him. The swelling inside, so. He was out here for a while. He wasn't out here for a long while. He was back inside.
Give me a changeup there. How do you feel about the way the team is getting ready for this game? I know you brought up the last time you guys played Cleveland, but how do you feel the team is as they get ready for it?
I thought today was good. I thought for pretty much yesterday was good as well. So I think mentally they're in pretty good shape, and I think we're moving towards having a good week of practice.
And Trill had seemed pretty confident that he'd play, and there's nothing serious. Is that still your feeling?
That's what we're hoping and feeling.
You obviously, though, need somebody else to step up. It's the other safety spot. What's your confidence level in Stevie and Will and Tyler coming back?
Well, Stevie and Will have played a lot last weekend, so they've had experience, and they'll get the majority of the play time. So.
How's Tyler look these 2 days?
Tyler's done well. He's in real good shape, moving very well.
How do the injuries in the secondary, do they affect your ability to play defense as aggressively as you might like?
Well, it causes you to give real strong consideration to how you're doing things and who's doing it. Hopefully it's not going to restrict us very, very much. But based on today, the guys that had a chance to practice today played and practiced hard. So that's pretty much been the way it's been for us here. When someone is injured and can't go, someone else comes in and plays well or tries as hard as he can and gives us a great effort.
Are you confident that Coe and Posley will be back?
I'm confident that Coe will be back.
Did Corey have a setback or anything? Or?
No, he didn't have a setback. We originally said that we thought he would be able to practice and run today, but then the doctors felt like, you may want to wait another day. So.
Still a hand? Or is it?
No, he's got a hamstring. His hamstring is the one that's been reoccurring for last year as well, so he's sore there, and he does have the hand.
Tom, could you just comment on the progress of Will Hill since he got here, back in the spring, and just as he's progressed at this point?
Well, he's accepted the challenge of playing in the nickel position as he did last week. He plays hard. He wants it badly. He's very motivated, and he's done whatever we've asked him to do. Special teams was the original thought, and now he's more involved in the secondary. So we just hope he keeps getting better.
What about Nix?
What about him?
He didn't practice today.
No, he's not going to practice.
Is there a chance he'll play this weekend?
No.
Do you expect Corey on a Sunday, or is that something you really have to see tomorrow?
I hope to, yes. I hope so.
Is it the knee with Nix that's keeping him out of the game, or is it both?
Oh, it's a combination.
Do you have any more information on what is going on with the knee?
No.
Is it just still swollen?
Knee.
The swelling is still there?
Not so much today. Yeah, it's down.
Have teams been blocking Pierre Paul differently this year? It's not that he's not getting penetration, but he's just not getting to the quarterback as frequently.
Well, let's hope it's coming. Everybody's concerned with where he is, just as they are with all the ends. So you're getting formations. You're getting, if you saw last week's game, that there were, multiple tight ends. There were what I call a box formation over there. That's all to reduce the ability of the defensive end to just rush up the field and get to the quarterback. So when you see those type of formations, particularly on passing downs, you're aware of the fact that there's concern.
Is that primarily happening on his end of the line?
No, it happens on both sides.
Rivers was limited yesterday, limited again today, I guess?
Yeah, he's kind of feeling his way back.
Tom, did Hakeem's foot, is there any re-injury to the foot?
No, not that I can tell you, no.
It's just the soreness in the foot and knee that will keep him out.
That's it.
They hoping the rest will
that's
take
the idea.
Care of it?
Yeah, that's the idea.
How about Ramsey's status at this point?
No, there's no change.
Hey, what sort of a threat does that rookie running back that they have, Richardson, present? I mean, he seems to catch the ball just as well.
Catches the ball, he runs the ball, he runs with power, he has speed. He catches, looks to me like they want the ball in his hands maybe 25 times a game. Good player.
Does he have that ability just to sort of wear you down? On both ends, I mean, just the way he's a big guy, he's like 230 pounding on you.
Yeah, and that's, of course, was his forte coming out of college. That's what he was.